Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fort Worth City Council adopted Mayor Price's sixth declaration of a public health emergency disaster and voted to extend the order until April 30th.
Joining us live with more on the declaration and how people in Fort Worth are dealing with all the stay-at-home orders, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you guys are doing okay.
We're hanging in there. Tell us about the declaration. What does it mean? What are the restrictions?
This is essentially... We adopted a declaration that's in line with the county judges, Judge Whitley, and then in line with the governor's. We had a stay-at-home declaration already. We just amended a few things on it to clarify some essential businesses, and we wanted the date to correspond with the governor's initiative of April 30th.
So how well are the citizens partaking in this stay-at-home order and social distancing?
I think overall they're doing very well. Is there room for improvement? Sure, there always is going to be. When we started the stay-at-home order, there was a lot of people who just, they weren't paying attention to it. And we began to talk and get more and more of the message out. And when the state adopted it, really began to wake people up. And I'm seeing much better compliance now than we did even a week ago.
Mayor, you mentioned some of the changes in the essential businesses. I know there's from city to city all over North Texas, there's a lot of confusion there, county to county, too. What changes have been made? What's essential now?
There's a list on our website of essential, and essentially it's things you need. Essential businesses, and first responders, energy, manufacturing, construction businesses. There's a long list of them, shops that sell foods, certainly restaurants for takeout and online ordering. And then one of the clarifications that we did was certainly over gun rights. We had said gun shops could be open for sales and online delivery only, and the governor clarified that. The governor has, for businesses who are interested, own Texas Department of Emergency Management. There's an application you can apply to have a determination if your business is essential or not.
And so are the parks closed on Easter?
Susie, the parks will be closed to vehicular traffic. It's our largest single use of the parks is at Easter and Passover every year. And we are closing them to vehicular traffic. You can certainly take a walk. You can certainly ride your bike through them. But no congregating and gathering for large family Easter egg hunts and the things that we all think are so classic for Easter. It's a shame. It breaks my heart for all of us. I mean, I've got small grandchildren, too. But we'll just have to have a spring celebration or a summer celebration later. And we'll have Easter again next year.
Sure. Now, speaking of Easter, what about church on Sunday? Do you know of any that plan on holding Easter services in spite of being warned not to?
No, I don't. All of ours that I've been talking with and that I've had contact with are going to be compliant. You can either do online or you can have, as one of the ministers said, parking lot church, where they pull in, their cars are 6 feet or more apart, and the minister's using a PA system to broadcast to people. Ours have been, our church, our faith-based community in Tarrant County and in Fort Worth particularly, have been amazing in their adaptation to this. And the big churches are helping the smaller churches get their online going.
How about you? You know, the stay-at-home orders. Even the mayor is probably having to stay at home a little more than you normally would. How are you coping?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I definitely am staying home more than I used to. I go to the Emergency Operations Center for 4 or 5 hours a day. But I'm used to working 12 to 13 hours a day, and the rest of the time I'm home. And I've cleaned out an amazing number of closets, and I've started cooking again.
Mayor, you mentioned the Emergency Operating Center. Tell us about that. Who's in that center with you? Exactly what are you all doing there?
Our Emergency Operations Center is a joint center for the city and the county. The county does have another one, but when we need it, this one, we have DPS there. We have our first responders, our police chief, our fire chief. We have our public health director there. We have an operations manager. We have IT support. We have our homeless coordinator. We have community coordinators. We have just our general communications people. Every day we have a briefing on the situation in Tarrant County, and it runs the gamut from mental health issues to public safety to housing to food, all kinds of things. And it's a nice place to have. Everybody's got a computer and everybody's connected, and we've clearly got even traffic watch there. So it's a great way to be able to all be in one spot and respond quicker.
Well, we know Fort Worth is a very close-knit community. Talk a little bit about just some of the good things that you've been seeing out in the community with people helping people.
Goodness, I'm just overwhelmed when I see so many people who say, yeah, we're taking care of our 80-year-old or our 90-year-old neighbor now that we didn't really know before. I see people out walking and stopping, not getting close because they are practicing social distance, and picking up their neighbor's papers and putting on their porch. Birthday parties that people are doing. There was a party in one neighborhood. They were having a neighborhood mothers and kids party across their driveway so that the kids were going up and down the driveway separately. It just good things going on. People are reaching out.
In many ways, this is really, it's brought out the best in a lot of people.
It really has. I've been really pleased when my husband and I have been out walking to see people who never got out in their front yards and who didn't know their neighbors, who are out doing that, not just in my neighborhood, but all over the city.
Mayor, have you been able to ride your bike at all?
I've ridden 2 or 3 times, yeah. I think I really might go crazy if I couldn't ride my bike occasionally.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, you're such an advocate for bike riding and exercising, and it's got to be a little difficult for you and for the citizens of Fort Worth.
It is difficult, but I do something 6 days a week every day, even during this. I've been doing what I call driveway workout. Some days my husband and I, we have some weights and stretch bands and things at home, and we do those. Other days we walk or ride our bikes. And, you know, if you want to do it, and you should because it'll improve your overall health, you can get real creative and do things.
So you do that out in your driveway, huh?
I do. And when it's raining, I do it in my garage.
You know, it's just a matter of time before someone gets video of that. And it's just,
well, they're liable to, and it won't be pretty.
Mayor, one last thing. Could you please tell our listeners, I know that you know, and we all believe, we're going to get through this okay. We're going to get to the other side. What's the most important thing that you would like our listeners to know right now?
You know, stay home. Act like you're sick and don't go out unless you have to. Stay with just your family who lives with you. Use technology to talk to the rest of your family and friends, and keep a positive attitude. We will get across this bridge and we'll come out better for it.
Yes, ma'am, we will. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for
thank
all
you.
You do, that you continue to do for North
thank
Texas.
You all.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
That's Mayor Betsy Price, the mayor of Fort Worth. Coming up, have you heard about the flight attendants?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.